Hey everyone, Jessica Lise here with our RHAP Amazing Race 36 exit interview for episode 5. Today we're talking with Chaos Cousins, Kishori and Karishma, who sadly left us this week after a difficult leg in Santiago, Chile. They were so much fun. We're really going to miss their positivity and energy. So let's go ahead and bring them in now. Kishori and Karishma, I'm so happy to be talking to you today, but I'm so sad to see you go. You're one of the most entertaining teams, I think, not just this season, but in, I think, maybe in several seasons. So,
That's so nice.
Thank you.
We're all rooting for you to go much further than you did. So I want to start by walking through this last leg in Santiago. And it seemed like they showed every team having some kind of difficulty. And I wasn't getting the feeling until the very end that your difficulty was any worse than anybody else's. So do you know what the one thing might have been that that maybe pushed you to the back of the pack? Was it just the roadblock or what else was going on there?
I think throughout it, I think the main probably thing was the roadblock. The skateboard did take me a minute to do, just taking, cause, like in the episode, you can see the little, I still don't even know what it's called. The bolt was stuck or you did not. Oh yeah. Rod was said it. So that was stuck in the tool. And so I knew what was wrong. I just had to disassemble the skateboard. And so what caught me was just having to figure out how to get it out, because I was disassembling it and the nut got stuck in it. I was like, how do I get this out? So that was something that kind of put me in panic mode. I would say that definitely didn't help us out with the beginning of the leg. That definitely set us back. I think we had a little bit of navigation issues, but nothing too crazy. And I think we got through the rock climbing wall fairly fast as well.
I would also say, I think at the end of the day too, like there are just some teams that are able to like busy and sunny are like speed demons, like during roadblocks. Yeah. So it's like, there was nothing that like Karishma could have, like they literally got there and they just like, there's just some things that you can do so fast. And so I don't think it was anything to our fault, if you will, like mm-hmm. it was how it turned out, how it ended up.
Yeah, I always think I'm like, I wish the rock climbing wall was the roadblock, because I could have done that in maybe 20 seconds. Like that was, I was like, oh, why wasn't this the roadblock? I'd have to be building the skateboard.
It seemed like a couple of times the decision of who should be doing the roadblock came down to the question they asked. And then the question turned out to be a little bit misleading. And I think sometimes like those of us watching at home can be looking at that and thinking like, this is crazy. How do they not know it's a trick? But can you give us a little bit more insight into your rationale on who should be doing which roadblocks?
You just don't know. You never know. And I think like viewers at home, what they don't realize is like, you are sleep deprived, you're dehydrated, you're hungry, you're like under immense amount of pressure. There's like cameras in your face. You feel this like sense of urgency because there you see teams like running by you and you're like, oh my God, like what am I gonna do? And so like I think all those factors make your decision making skills like a little wonky in general. And like when you read it, you think it's one thing, in reality it's completely different. And we continuously joked that like everything that I did, she should have done, everything that she did, I should have done. It's just exactly. Like at the end of the day, you have no idea what curveballs they're gonna throw your way, and you just have to like hope for the best and do your best.
Yeah. And just the way things are phrased are so tricky. Like it was feeling artsy. And I was like, we're in front of a bunch of sculptures. I'm sure we're going to be sculpting something. Let me take this one. Nope. Navigation, memory, puzzle challenge, everything. Cause yeah. Always who wants to board? And I was like, we're in front of a skate park. It only makes sense that we're skateboarding. And you know, it's just like, you never know what it actually means. So yeah, it was crazy, but I mean, at least I got to pick up some new skills.
That's good. Yeah, that's true.
You gotta learn something new every day, right? Was there anything that you didn't get to do that you wished you had? Like, was there a task? Was there a variety of tasks that you really wished they would have thrown your way?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's such a good question.
I grew up like singing and dancing and swimming. And I wish there was like some sort of like, yes, we had the break dancing, which, okay, that was funny and chaotic in its own way. But like, I wish there was like a swimming challenge or like an ocean challenge. Just because at the start of the Mexico starting line, we were on the beach and we saw buoys in the water, and Krishna and I were like, oh my God, like we're going to be swimming in the ocean. Like I was so excited. And then it wasn't, sadly. But Krishma is like an avid skydiver and I've never been skydiving before. So I think that would have been really cool to like experience that with her. I'm glad I at least got to go paragliding in a sense. I did something in the sky with her, which was really cool. But all in all, we were grateful for all the different experiences we got to do.
Yeah, I think for me, in terms of the challenges, I was just waiting for something that I knew I would be really good at. Like, I was just waiting for adrenaline packed things. I was like, okay, let's go bungee jumping. I will not, like, that'll take me a minute. Like, I was like skydiving, bungee jumping, some rappelling, some like actual, like, you know, not like something that was scary for other people. I'm like, those are the things I'm good at because I'm just not scared of those kinds of things. And I'm just waiting for a challenge like that. I was like, oh, I can take that. This is my strength. This is where we will shine. And that just never happened for us, but that's okay.
It's luck of the draw, I think.
Yes.
So one thing that we talked about on yesterday, while Mike and I were talking through the podcast, is we're talking about the way that different people talk to each other to get them down from the ledge. And we're really struck by the different ways in which you two know how to relate to each other in those high stress moments. And I'm just curious to know if there's anything that you learned about your relationship with each other while you were out there.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I think for Kishori, at least, I really learned about her patience. She was so patient with me through every challenge that I did, even though I was struggling in the back end. Like, she knew that talking down to me wouldn't, you know, make me feel better, but she was just always so supportive of me. And even though, like, you know, I was sitting at the puzzles just struggling, and yes, she was crying and I felt so bad, but her tears motivated me. I'm like, oh my God, I can't, like, assure you, I'm gonna run faster. I gotta memorize these things. I felt so bad. And then when we got to the skateboarding challenge, like, she still was motivating me throughout it. Like, I feel like there's a moment, if you wanted to, you could be mean to your partner, check out and be like, I'm so done with them. Like, why didn't I do this? Like, she never did that to me. So I really appreciated her patience and her lovingness towards me throughout the entire race, because it could have gone an opposite way, but it really didn't. So that was something I really learned about Kishori, and that's something I value about her and that we take into like regular life now. Like, she's just so patient. She's just very caring and kind person.
And then I think for Karishma, I think likewise, honestly, like when I was like frustrated or like climbing the wall and I was just like a little bit scared, right? Like she was like, Kishori's love language, words of affirmation. Like, I'm an encourager. And I think something really funny about Karishma is like, she just has these hilarious one-liners, and like that would crack me up throughout the season when she would like call me Shaq or like call me something. And I would be like, oh my God, Karishma. But like, she just has this like very like vibrant, vivacious personality. And like, she just makes you want to continue to be better and do better. And like has this zest for life and this like fun, loving, like dynamic personality. And it was great.
I mean, it was never in doubt that you were not having the time of your lives out there, for sure.
We were always laughing, always getting
it was so much fun. I loved it. I was like, well, at least we're on the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
The back of the pack, but I'm having fun.
So Kishori, what's your favorite celebrity comparison that Karishma's given you?
Oh my God. When watching it back, I was like, girl, what? Like, some of these one-liners were so funny. She called me Martha Stewart. She called me Shaq.
No, I didn't call you Martha Stewart. I was just channeling Martha Stewart energy.
Oh, channeling Martha Stewart. Oh, okay.
Like, Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart. I was like, okay. I didn't even know I said that. And I remember, I think like I was walking around when the show was, I was like, who said that? That was so funny. And I was like, oh, it was me.
It was me. I think my favorite one was Shaq, because it's so funny. Like, I'm 5'8", Krishma's 4'11", but it makes it seem like I'm a giant. Like, people have been like, oh, I thought you were like 6'5". I'm like, no, we're really not that. Like, I don't know. It's funny. That was a funny one.
Oh my gosh. I loved it. I loved all the memes too. Like, somebody edited us for like the night, like, tune into next week's dance challenge. And it was like Shaq edited on Kishori and Danny DeVito edited on Danny. Like, that's so funny.
That's amazing. Wow. Oh, so tell us a little bit about your journey to get on The Amazing Race. Like, I know this is a show that you've watched for a long time. You're obviously big fans. How did you end up getting cast?
I just sent in like a regular submission video with actually one of my college guy best friends. And then I got a call from Joy Gordo on the casting team. And she said, hey, like, you really are looking for an all-female team. Do you have a sister? And I was like, I don't have a sister, but I have a cousin who is like my sister, who I'm very close with and is also very like out there, adventurous, spontaneous, and would probably eat the show up and love it. And she was like, okay, great. So I called call up Karishma, and then Karishma, if you want to finish the story.
Yeah, so she actually calls me. I was studying abroad on semester at sea, so I was like sailing, and we were docked in like Portugal at the time, and we were actually supposed to be sailing when Kishori called me. And when we're sailing, you have no cell service at all, so she wouldn't have been able to reach me. And that night, I vividly remember the captain being like, there's a huge storm in Portugal, we're gonna spend the night here and be docked at the port. And after the captain said that, I was like in the library just studying, and Kishori calls me, and I'm like, oh, Kishori, great. Okay, let me call Kishori. She doesn't call me in a minute. And I answer the phone, and she's like, Karishma, I have this amazing opportunity for you. Do you want to do the Amazing Race? If you do, like, you need to get on the phone right now with this casting producer. And I'm literally just like in the library sitting, like, well, okay. So I run up to the top deck. I get on my like laptop. I'm holding it up. Like, she can tell I'm on a ship. I'm just like, hey, I love to do it. Like, what do you want to know? And I was, and it was from there. The rest was history. But I always think that was like a really meant to be moment, because I'm supposed to be sailing and that storm happened, and then Kishori called me, and I always thought, like, what would have happened if I was sailing? Like, who knows? So
you really had a Wi-Fi connection if she was sailing. She had connection in port, so it was wild.
Yeah, it was a really great feeling. I loved it.
It probably didn't hurt that you were on a ship with the ocean in a storm in the background. That had to be a pretty dramatic moment.
Probably
memorable.
Definitely memorable.
For sure. So I have a last question for Karishma. Did you drop an F-bomb while you were at the top of the climbing wall?
I don't think so. I really wouldn't say that. Maybe I would, but like, I really don't think that.
That's
I would
so think funny.
That. I
was
like, did I say that? I think I said freaking. And I think like, I probably did. Like, I do curse a lot. I'm not going to lie on that one. But I don't think I did. I think I said freaking, but who knows? Race Christian was crazy. Who knows what she said? I'm like watching the show. I'm like, I said that? So who knows? But I don't think so.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want the listeners to know, or anything else you want to let us know about what you're up to?
That's a great question. We're just having fun. We're living life. I love it. I'm so grateful for the show and everybody who supported us throughout the entire thing. Like, there were so many people who are rooting for us, and like just everyone who believed in us to make this show possible. I'm really, truly thankful for, because, you know, not everyone can say they raced around the world and got the opportunity to do the Amazing Race. So we really, truly are grateful that they saw something in us and we got to have this amazing adventure together. It was so amazing, and I loved every minute of it, and we would totally do it again in a heartbeat. So, so happy for all that.
Yeah, I would say ditto. It was such an amazing experience. Super grateful for it. And I am very proud of us, because I do think it takes a lot of guts to do the race, and it's harder than it looks. So I was really proud of us. And it was just such an insane, insane opportunity. But we are, Karishma has some trips planned. I'm trying to plan a trip with her as well later this year. So we still
I'm always traveling. I'm doing my own amazing race. I'm like, Krishma's amazing race is just life. But yeah, Kishori, I'm trying to convince Kishori to come skydiving with me in Egypt in October. So we'll see if she comes. Maybe she will, but yeah, that'd be fun. Tune in there. I mean, you can just follow us out on Instagram. That's where we usually are, and you can keep up with our chaos there. So,
well, thank you both very much for talking to me this morning. And we are so excited that we've had the opportunity to see you on the race. It was really so much fun, and hope you won't be strangers in the future. So take care.
Of course. Thank you so much. I listened to your podcast. Like, after every episode, I would listen to your recaps. And I'm like, because I loved hearing the tea. I loved hearing. I'm like, what are
so fun. So fun.
So I loved it. I listened. I think the last one I listened to was with Mike on with you. And I think James was also joining in. That was a lot I listened to, but I need to catch up. I've been so busy, but I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, I know you.
that's so fun. And I was excited to see you at the premiere party as well. So
yes, it was so nice to see you. Actually, you should come to the New York one. I was telling Mike that.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be here. Yeah. I'm local. Mike's local. So, all right. Well, thanks very much.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so
much.
Bye.
All right, there you have it. Kishori and Karishma, the fifth team eliminated from season 36 of The Amazing Race. Now, if you haven't listened to it yet, Mike Bloom and I recapped the episode yesterday, along with special guest Sasha Joseph from the Mess Magnets podcast. And we'll be back next week to recap the Argentinian Mega Leg with another special guest. And in the meantime, if you want to chat with us about all things Amazing Race, you can hit us up on Twitter, or you can join our Facebook discussion group, which is called Amazing Race on RHAP. You can go to robiswebsite.com/tar group to get a shortcut to that. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.